Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're going to be chatting about print and digital media in Grand Rapids. I'm joined by Carol Vallade. She's with Gemini Publications, the editor and associate publisher. They do Grand Rapids Magazine, Grand Rapids Business Journal, Grand Rapids Family Magazine, West Michigan Commercial Quarterly, West Michigan Health Quarterly, and Legal Quarterly, as well as Brian Edwards. He does Review and MI Biz. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great. Excellent. Paul.
So I'd love it if each of you could start out by just tell me a bit about what folks can find in your publications on the newsstand as well as online.
All the publications are niched, as are Brian's, and I guess that's why we're here together today. We're speaking to a specific audience with specific information. The Business Journal is all business journalism. Grand Rapids Magazine really focuses on the life and style or lifestyle of the city and region in Grand Rapids, and pretty focused right now on downtown like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Grand Rapids Family is specifically focused for parents, and parents come in all sizes and shapes now and in different ways, and Family Magazine recognizes that. And we know you don't need the business news. You don't need, you know, the daily news. You don't need all of that in that type of publication. So it's very specific to those issues, concerns, and opportunities for entertainment for families.
Sure.
And that's how we niche each of our publications and each of the websites and all of the social media.
Okay. And Brian?
You know, you read that list off of all the Gemini publications, I feel like quite the slacker here.
Oh, you're just getting started. I know.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have two publications, Review West Michigan, which you have a history with, which is, kind of a general entertainment guide. We kind of model it after like a Time Out magazine. They have entertainment guides in, you know, Chicago, New York, London. Just what's going on around town, really targeted at a specific demographic at kind of the 20-something, 30-somethings, early 40-somethings. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer part of our readership demographic. They've kicked me out of it because I've gotten too old. And then MI Biz, similar to Review, it's a regional publication. Mm-hmm. So we cover a fairly large footprint, kind of Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Lakeshore, South. From South Haven up to about Muskegon and then Greater Grand Rapids, of course. Mm-hmm. And like the Business Journal, it's a business-to-business publication really targeted at small business owners, business executives kind of in the C-suites. Sure. And the professional service providers. Sure. Around town.
Now, December issue is going to be hitting the newsstands and the web soon. What are maybe a few features that folks could look forward to checking out in those?
Well, with Review, we are actually, for our fifth year, we do an annual gift guide based on personality types.
Okay.
And it's really about local entertainment and giving the gift of local entertainment, some local retail as well. So, you know, it's like for the dude bro in your life, here are some suggestions for, you know, a concert you might go to or someplace they might like to dine. So that's with Review, that's actually just going to be hitting the street today.
Mm-hmm.
One of our more popular issues of the year. MI Biz is it's a fortnightly. Okay. Which means it comes out every 2 weeks. I think Forbes is the only other fortnightly I'm aware of in the publishing
and
business.
And everybody reads it.
Yes.
So MI Biz, actually our issue just came out yesterday. We've got a cover story on kind of life sciences and how it's growing in Michigan, despite the fact there's not a lot of capital available for it, both Michigan and nationally.
Sure. Carol, any features you'd like
sure,
to highlight?
Sure. With the Business Journal, maybe I'll target in a little bit for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we've done with the Business Journal, we've completely redesigned and reformatted grbj.com. And so that's immediate delivery 24/7 mm-hmm. of business news, all business stories. And yesterday we hit, in the time that we've been, since we've reformatted the website and BJ.com, we hit our all-time high yesterday with breaking news.
Oh, so congratulations.
Herman Miller contract for $40 million was a big deal, and everybody wants to know and have a piece of that. So it's
right.
important throughout the community in
right.
terms of wealth and distribution of that big contract. Those are the kinds of things that we're doing on GRBJ.com on a regular basis, and that sort of rolls with what's happening in any mm-hmm. one day. Not all of it's breaking news, but sometimes, you know, that it shows how powerful that can be, and the immediacy, the desire for immediacy of that type of news. With the Business Journal print, we're focusing in the first week of December on the law community, and we're getting a lot into intellectual property, entrepreneurship, and some of the new and expanded practices in that area. That also extends, or has extended, over the last few years to life sciences, mm-hmm. and not only in terms of healthcare, not only the new healthcare law and all that comes with the act, but also medical manufacturing and, mm-hmm. and the kind of growth that we're seeing, especially on the commercial business side. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things to look forward to.
Fantastic. So, Carol, Gemini's been around since 1979, and lots of changes in print media since that time, many of them within the last 10 to 15 years. What have you guys done to make sure that you stay relevant to your readership?
Well, I think the new GRBJ.com is evidence of that. You know, we're seeing a lot more portability in that format. You can pull that up in an app on your phones, mm-hmm. you know, on your tabs or I just bought a tab, so I'm stuck there in my mind. iPads. So those are all important, but so is talking to people and sharing the stories. Mm-hmm. I think that social media especially has given us, you know, a way to expand past a news box and, you know, of 10 or 20 years ago. And people, you know, it's better than a billboard. You see it. There's some mm-hmm. immediacy. And you're going to an audience that wants to receive it.
Sure.
And I think that's another thing that we have in common. We have an audience that is very specific, and they buy us. I mean, they vote for us with their, not just likes, but with their dollars, mm-hmm. whether that's from the advertising community or whether that's from the subscribers.
Sure.
We have been a closed site to until October.
Okay.
We're likely to go back to being a closed site after we've reintroduced the 24/7 real-time news mm-hmm. Product, business news product. So those are some of the things that we're doing as a company to, you mm-hmm. know, kind of keep it fresh. And I mean, I think every day we're talking about how the website should look and how it should change. And, you know, I don't think anybody really, you know, all the people with all the suggestions don't really know how much time that takes. But boy,
you have
it makes
to
it
feed
a joy.
The monster, right?
Exactly. It is a monster. And so is any website reporting. I mm-hmm. mean, it's a bottomless pit of information. And I guess with the 30-year history of the Business Journal, mm-hmm. it's helpful. I am with the magazine, and Grand Rapids Family will be 25 in 2013. We have a lot of archive material, mm-hmm. so you can go back and make comparisons. You can pull up information that isn't just today. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be, you know, from 20 years ago, and make those comparisons. So I think the archive is a real important piece of what we're offering.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you would go back to making it a closed site. Why is that?
Because we believe that a paid subscriber is worth more.
Okay.
You know, if you're really interested in getting this news, these updates, mm-hmm. The breaking news, mm-hmm. Then you have an audience that you can say back to the community, we're valued in this way.
Mm-hmm.
We're valued in this way. So, and that actually has worked pretty well for us. I don't know that we're going to make, you know, any mad dash after the first to do it. I think it'll be a slow process,
sure.
and we'll be folding people in
right.
to that concept over the first two quarters of 13.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of decision-making going on with that, with a lot of large publications out there.
Well, a subscriber base is still a revenue stream
yes.
for publications, and so whether they're online or in print. So that's an important piece.
Now, Brian, you used to be in the PR business, and a few years back, you dove into publishing by purchasing a Review. What made you decide to hop the fence and go into publishing?
Well, I was hopping back, actually.
Okay, you were.
Yeah, I mean,
what
I started.
Make you hop back.
I started out in journalism. My first job was as an associate editor at Pet Age magazine. I used to write about the retail pet products industry before there were all the big box stores. So,
okay.
And then also I wrote business for the Tribune in Chicago for several years. So. Have been in PR for quite a while. I think for me, it's they aren't so dissimilar in some ways, particularly when you're doing kind of more niche feature kind of writing. It's about conveying important information. It's about being relevant. It's about being a good storyteller. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly, the PR business has more of an agenda based on their clients, whereas our agenda is to serve our readers much better. So, I don't know. I just, again, use a lot of the same muscles, a lot of the same skill sets. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think when we got involved with Review, it was a little contrarian in the sense that everybody was running away from print media. And I think we've seen the opportunity, as I know Gemini has, that well-done niche publications, whether they're print and especially print that's adapting to digital, there's lots of opportunity for growth. It's not the same really in the newspaper business where, you know, revenues continue to slide and slide and slide because they're trying to reach this very large general audience. And frankly,
aggregating,
a lot of watered down content. So I just looked at it partially from a personal perspective, but also for the business opportunity.
What was it that caught your eye about Review?
Love of music.
I do. I mean, I love music. I love kind of the cultural arts and all the things that, that we cover. And, you know, Review had kind of grown up, as you know, as kind of a dirty rock mag and some satire. And it was a kind of a pre-Onion in some ways. And we were just looking around for opportunities in the print media space, in niche print media. And that was an available opportunity that we took. And we kind of... taken what it was and evolved it into something that's a little bit more of a, you know, again, kind of more of an entertainment guide.